You've lived a great life and done well for yourself. But what mark will you leave on the world? How will you inspire future generations? Stan Miller and Katie Beth Hand have helped thousands of people answer exactly those questions. If you've ever wondered, what will be my legacy? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Your Life, Your Legacy podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Stan and Katie Beth.
I'm Rod Hatley, and I am a member of Legacy Leaders, and I also have the privilege to co-host Your Life, Your Legacy podcast, which is available on Apple. And today I have the privilege of speaking with Catherine Bell, and Catherine is with Titan Impact Group, and they have a very interesting business, and we're going to share more about that in our time together. So Catherine, thank you for being on the program today. Really appreciate your being here.
Thank you for having me here. I absolutely love what your podcast is about. Your life, your legacy. How cool is that?
We think it's important. And so we'll have a chance to explore more about what you do in just a moment. Why did you choose to get involved? And actually, why don't you tell just for a couple of moments to share what Titan Impact Group does? What do you do in the real estate space? I guess it is.
The Titan Impact Group is, we're a real estate investment company, and we add commas to bank accounts and collapse timelines. So we have multiple assets that are in our portfolio that investors partner with us, and we do deals together and we share in the profits, all the way from notes to mobile home parks. I've done 500 fix and flips, had a hedge fund with multiple vacation rentals. We just wrapped up a residential development that we did in Northern Arizona. We wrapped up another commercial development that we did. We're working on some out in Texas and a whole franchise model that we're working with them as well. So lots of different versions of real estate. And that's what I love is with real estate is that there's no one way to actually do a deal. There's so many different ways to make it work and to make it work for everybody. At the end of the day, everything that we work on, our whole mission and vision is that we are the sentinels of the American dream, the gladiators protecting it, and that we leave every person, property, and community better than we found them. But at the end of the day, every single project has to do that. I've been investing for over 25 years, and yeah, there's lots of money to be made, but chasing money is one thing. But when we can actually have it be a win so that really every person, property, and community is left better than we found them, then for me, it makes it all worth it.
Okay. Thank you. That's terrific. That's a wonderful mission that you folks have. How did you get involved with what you're doing now? What was the genesis? How did you wind up where you are now?
So we'll go back just a few years. I'm actually Canadian, and I was actually born to a teenage mother. And this all ties in is to answer that question. And because the reason I'm answering this is because I believe that everybody has some sort of thread in their life that I'm going to tie up at the end, leading to legacy. Born to a teenage mother, in and out of more homes than you can possibly count, went to 13 different schools, and actually didn't learn to read till I was in the eighth grade.
Oh, wow.
But I got straight A's because I learned very quickly. School doesn't want you to learn how to think. They want you to just get the right answers. So I knew how to listen and how to figure out what the right answers and tell them what they wanted to hear. So I got straight A's. Fast forward, I've been working since I was 13 years old to provide for my brothers and I. I have two younger brothers. And eventually I was able to actually get my younger brothers adopted by their fathers. And I was on a really horrible trajectory. And I ended up getting adopted when I was 16. And it literally changed the trajectory of my life forever. And from that point, I was able to complete high school, go on to college, all of that. And then in my 20s, I did a lot of traveling around the world and a lot of volunteering. And my heart was just really, I wanted to make a difference, right? This family that adopted me made a huge impact on me. And so I just wanted to pay it forward. And so I did a ton of volunteering. And that's when I eventually met my husband, who was American. And we got married in 2001, and he was living in California, so that's where we lived. And he had a dream, and we took that dream and we turned it into a multi-million dollar company. Wow. And later went on to sell it. But while we were doing that, we were also got into real estate investing. Because a couple of things. One, money is like oxygen. The more you have, the easier it is to breathe. And the more you have and the easier you can breathe, the bigger the difference in the world you can make. So understanding that, and two, understanding that the average millionaire has seven streams of passive income. Seven. So that's why we got into real estate. Yes, we had our company, but we were also building passive streams of income. We actually got into buy and hold, which is where you buy a house, you put a tenant in it, the tenant pays your rent, you pay the mortgage, all that. And so fast forward a few years into our marriage, we discovered we couldn't have babies. And we ended up learning about what's called the FOSTA adopt through the foster care system. And what it is, it's children who, because of the choices of the paternal parents, the parental rights are severed. So these children would spend the rest of their lives in foster care if they're not adopted. So they become what's called adoptable. That's the FOSTA adopt. So there's two ways to become foster parents. So we went into the FOSTA adopt program and ended up adopting twin babies. They were 4 months old when we got them, a boy and a girl. And today they're 18. So it's been a long time. It's been quite a journey. And through that whole process, continued to build our portfolio and move forward. So through a series of events, we ended up from California in Arizona. And my husband ended up getting really sick. And he couldn't actually work. So that forced me to actually go from being a stay-at-home mom to go back to work. So that's when I really dove into investing and all of that, and ended up running a program called the Flipping Females. And we flipped about 500 houses, partnering with people all the way through, teaching them how to invest and how to do the fix and flips. And through that process, just learning more and taking what worked and what didn't work about every real estate investment project. So for instance, with buy and hold, discovering like, I don't like tenants and toilets, right? Doing fix and flips. I love the before and after, but it doesn't give you ongoing cash flow because once you sell it, you're done. It's totally fun to do. And it only works when the economy is in a particular place so that the numbers actually work through that. Then went on to form my own hedge fund. We had vacation rentals. And at that time, my husband was pretty much running all those. He had the gift of hospitality. He loved people. He loved all of that. Anyway, fast forward back in 2018, he actually died unexpectedly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it was devastating for my kids and I. And I had to really, the first thing was going back to the multiple streams of income, is that at that time I had actually built up 13 streams of income.
Wow.
So 13 streams of passive income. Now I didn't build it up thinking that my husband was going to die. That was not part of the plan, but because I had that, it allowed me to take a year off, a sabbatical basically, and breathe and grieve with my kids during the darkest hour we've ever had.
Of course. Yeah.
And because of that, then I really was able to step back and look at everything and go, okay, so what did I love? What did I not love? Turns out I don't like guests and toilets either. We ended up wrapping up that entire portfolio. And I got into, again, taking each piece of what I learned in all the real estate transactions and discovered who I am. I love being the bank because it's the most secure position you can hold in any real estate investing transaction. I love being the bank. And two, I love renting dirt. I don't want to be responsible for the building, but I'm happy to rent dirt. So we are the bank, meaning with notes and everything. And then also with the mobile home parks, we just rent the dirt. That's it. It's fabulous. And then I love being a part of the residential development, the commercial, like I love all those pieces. So I took over the couple of decades, everything that I loved and put aside everything I didn't love and then just created this company based on everything that I love and based on making a difference. And the whole making a difference piece, here's the piece. Again, when I went back and I said, money is like oxygen. The more you have, the easier it is to breathe. Sure. And the more you have, the easier you can breathe, the bigger the difference you can make. I believe that all people inherently want to make a difference on the planet.
Sure.
And I believe that if we actually listen, we can actually figure out what that purpose is that we're here for. Meaning, going back to the beginning of my story, is that there is a common thread throughout our lives that directs us to what our purpose is. And I find for most people, it's hidden behind the question of, Why isn't somebody doing something about that? And whatever the that is, it's probably your purpose. So for me, it was, why isn't somebody doing something about the children in the foster care system? Meaning that what happens is children in the foster care system, if they grow up through the foster care system on their 8th, and they're not adopted, on their 18th birthday, they experience what's called Black Trash Bag Day. Meaning on their 18th birthday, they're handed a black trash bag and they're told to put all their belongings in it and they're out on the streets.
Oh my goodness.
So statistically, what happens to these kids is they end up on drugs, incarcerated, prostitution, and trafficked.
Yeah.
Statistically. And I kept asking, why isn't somebody doing something about that? Because me growing up inside of so many homes, it's a horrible experience. But once I was adopted, it literally changed my life forever, even at 16.
Yeah.
And so because of that, I got really clear. That's what my purpose is. So I created a nonprofit called Bell Community Empowerment Foundation. And what we do is, here's what I love, is that if we just look at the numbers, to keep these kids in foster care, it's costing taxpayers billions of dollars on the front end.
Right.
Then on the back end, if they age out of the foster care system and they haven't been adopted and don't have a family, it's costing taxpayers billions more to deal with the drugs, incarceration, prostitution, trafficking. Right. So what's the solution? The solution is to get them adopted. And so my nonprofit focuses on that. There's more than 350,000 congregations in this country. If each congregation takes on finding one family, just one family to adopt one child, we can get this done in our lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah. And even bigger than that, what's more extraordinary is, what if 1% of those 350,000 children got as inspired as I got from being loved and adopted, that they decided to go out and make a difference in the world? That'd be 3,500 kids that grow up to be 3,500 adults that really go out and make a huge impact. For me, that is why I do everything I do and why our company is structured in the way that it is, so that not only are we adding commas to everybody's bank accounts, but we're also making an actual real difference in the world and real people's lives. So I get emails all the time of people that have heard my story and decide to go out there and adopt a child out of the foster care system so that there's one less black trash bag day.
Wow.
That to me is worth, that's my legacy. So when your podcast, that's why it made my heart sing about what your podcast is about, is like, what is our legacy? What is our purpose?
Wow. I just did not know your backstory, and that is fabulous. And it's incredibly powerful and impactful. And as one of my mentors shared with me years ago, making a dent in the universe, and you're certainly doing that with what you've done. So that is just tremendous. Wow. I'm just flabbergasted, and thank you for sharing. That is just incredible. And I hope our listeners get the passion that you feel for what you do, because you lived that experience, and you're now in a position where you can actually use the wealth that you've built and be able to make a difference in the world by setting up your foundation and having that impact, which I think all of us want to have, but we just don't know. A lot of us don't know how to get there. We can't seem to find our passion or find our purpose. And you
right
purpose, and you find that, you put your passion, and then that can make a difference in the lives of not only yourself and your family immediately, but then the greater society at large. And that's tremendous.
And I feel like, again, going back to that question, if everybody has that little thing in the back of their mind, is why isn't somebody doing something about that? If you actually answer that question, that is linked to your purpose. And you don't just start a nonprofit and do all that. There's already nonprofits out there focused on whatever that is. Go and support them.
Mm-hmm.
That is a way to be able to impact and make that difference that you're here to make today. So everybody can do this.
Oh,
and you don't have to start a company and a nonprofit. What I'm saying is that they're already out there. So go support those.
Who do you typically work with in terms of the folks, the investors who work with you? What do they look like? If you have a target market or the right kind of client for you?
Who so through, and it wasn't by design anything. It just happens to be what it is. We actually went through all our analytics, and it turns out it's women, successful executive women like me. It's a lot of women that have been successful moms, have careers, all that. And now what do they do to build up multiple streams of income for themselves, their families? And we have some men that are investors of most of our couples. Women are married. So it's couples that come and invest with us. So it's people that have been working really hard and usually have some sort of a retirement account. And I have a free book on my website you can go and download that shows people literally how to use their retirement account to invest in real estate and other investments and take full control of that, building multiple streams of income. So it's a lot of accredited investors. We have a few non-accredited investors and people that really are just out to really understand the importance of building multiple streams of income, because you never know what life's going to hand you. Just you're an estate planner, right? It is critical that people really get out in front of their estate planning and their asset protection, because again, you never know. I didn't know I was going to be a widow at 42 years old, right? Yeah. Like I didn't plan for that, but because I had taken the steps, knowing what I knew, which is build up multiple streams of income, make sure that my estate, my assets are protected, all of that, because life happens. Okay. You and I were talking before this started, you know, that we plan and God laughs, right?
We do. And I think it's an important lesson. We don't know. I have my estate plan done. I did it years ago, and I've updated it periodically throughout the years, because the laws change, et cetera. And then I was rear-ended on the highway recently. My car was total, but I was able to walk away with abrasions and whiplash. It could have been worse, but it happened. Like, and I did nothing wrong. We were slowing down in traffic on a Friday afternoon, and the driver behind me either failed to see that we'd stopped or her foot slipped off the brake or something. She slammed straight into me. The car was totaled. I'd never had the airbags deployed before, but I came out of it. I'm having issues with my low back and I'm dealing with that. But the point is that nobody knows, and you don't have to be doing anything wrong. It's just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
So the idea of legacy, I think, is really important. And it's not just what you're leaving your immediate family, but maybe the difference that you've made in the greater society, which I think most people would love to be able to figure out how to do that. And I appreciate your sharing the comment of you don't have to go start your own foundation. If there's something that really resonates with you, then find us an organization that is addressing that need and then support them.
Yes. Yes. And we can do that. If people think that money doesn't make a difference, you've not given enough away, because it does make a difference. It makes a huge difference. Yeah. And even if you don't have the money, you have the time. Yeah. Like there's lots of ways to support them and to really fulfill on what that is in your life. And then when you start participating in it and then start, like when I get these emails about these families that were so inspired and really go out of their comfort zone and go get a teenager out of the foster care system, and like, and the difference that it's making and how like these kids' lives are being changed, it makes my heart sing like crazy. So imagine if you were making a difference where you want to, letting your heart sing because you're a part of making that difference you're here to make.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. No, you're right on top of it. That's absolutely fabulous. And I had no clue before we started this conversation exactly what your story was. So thank you for sharing. Let's see. Can we just talk about who your ideal clients are? And I guess it would then be the women investors.
Women, men, anybody that's looking to create passive streams of income, anybody that has what we call lazy assets, money that's like sitting around, but not actually like working harder for you than you worked for it. Right. Okay. So again, it's like anybody that doesn't have seven streams of income or more. Right? Let's figure out like what it is your goals are, and then find the assets that will give you those passive streams of income so that you have some breathing room. Right? Yeah. So it comes down to that. Do you have lazy assets, and do you have seven streams of income? If you don't, give me a call and I can either direct you, guide you, or we have an investor portal where we all our investments are there. You're welcome to go and set up an account there. So you'll be notified when the investments become available. So it's making it as simple as possible, along with educating people so that they're doing it responsibly. And again, it gives them that breathing room so they can make the legacy that they're here to make.
Let's see, the questions that I had, actually a lot of them, your story is just so incredibly compelling. I'm glad that we're able to do a deeper dive into that. And because the questions are helpful guides. You really have such an incredible story that it really just, you know, and I appreciate you sharing it because it really, I think, addresses a lot of the questions I would have asked anyway. Let me see if there's anything else that would be helpful to know. How does somebody get in touch with you? This is going to be edited for playback probably in 4 to 6 weeks from today. But for those who would like to follow up with you, is your website Titan, T-I-T-A-N, I'm sorry, T-I-T-A-N, Impact Group, TitanImpactGroup.com?
Correct.
Okay, great. Yep.
And I'm all over social media too. We have hundreds and hundreds of videos, and I talk about all of this and so much more about just my experience. And but I want to encourage everybody to figure out, like, nobody gets through life unscarred, but when we can actually use those scars for our benefit and to benefit others, like that, there's some real power in that. And the other piece is that I come across a lot is people feel apologetic for how successful they've become. And they don't want to talk about it or flaunt or anything like that. And here's what I have to say about that. If you have been given the gift of adding commas to bank accounts, then you must, because now you have the power to take that and now use those resources to make a difference in the world in the way that you're called to, right? If you want to build an estate, I learned about estate planning when I had nothing and I was single. Right. But learning about the estate planning, all of a sudden now it gave me like a blueprint of, okay, when I reach this, then I'm going to do this. When I reach this, I'm going to do this. So it's the, just because you aren't where you want to be or whatever that is, it doesn't matter. It's get educated, get connected, get the blueprint in place. So now you can start taking those steps to move forward in that direction that you want to go. So again, if you do have the gift of adding commas, seriously, you must keep your foot on the gas, make it happen so that you now have the power to really make an impact in the world in whatever you're called to, right? That's what brings us so much joy and happiness. And it's when we can be a contribution in the world. Therefore, do it.
Okay.
Stop using everything as an excuse to make an impact. Go and do it.
Fabulous. Okay. In the moments that we have left to us, any closing thoughts or comments? I love the way you phrase this in terms of legacy and certainly what you've been able to do for yourself and certainly now for your family. I would suspect that your kids will probably take their mother's inspiration and maybe is it possible that they might ever work with you in the business, or will they just do something else perhaps?
So my son is actually currently a U.S. Marine. He's living overseas. Thank you. He's actually the youngest U.S. Marine to graduate from boot camp last 25 years. So that's a big deal for us. So he's serving. My husband was a veteran, so he's followed in those footsteps. And my daughter actually just recently circled back around and said she wants to learn more about the family business and what we're doing. So we're going to start getting her trained inside of that. So there's three gifts I have for your guests. The first gift is if you go to my website, you can download my book about how to use your retirement account and use it best in real estate and whatever else. Download it. It's yours. The two other things are, you can see I love to read. So this is actually one of my favorite books, and I tell everybody about this. It's from way back in the early 1900s. It's The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. And I was given this homework, and every one of my friends who are millionaires and billionaires have read this book and do what I'm about to tell your audience. And what it is, it's a teeny tiny little book. So it takes maybe 2.5-3 hours to read. So the whole practice is to read this through once, and then For the next 90 days, you read chapters 4, 7, 11, and 14. That's 4, 7, 11, and 14 every single day for 90 days. If you miss a day, you have to start all over again. And it'll take you 20 minutes to read all four chapters. They're really short. But I promise you, you will think very differently about the impact and the legacy that you will leave on the world after reading this, which is really extraordinary. And then the last one, I love this. It's the who, not how. A lot of people are focused on like, how do I do this? Stop. Focus on who has done it and who knows how to actually get you there. So it's by Dan Sullivan. I don't get any kickbacks from any of this. I just love these two books have changed my life. So that's the biggest thing. When you start thinking differently, all of a sudden, it's God and the universe are conspiring to have all your heart's deepest desires come true. You just need to go out there and pull it towards you, right?
Got it.
So I love these two because they pull it towards us.
Catherine, this has been tremendous. Thank you very much for sharing the time today on this podcast. And again, for the listeners of this podcast, you can go to TitanImpact.com.
Titan Impact Group.
I'm sorry, TitanImpactGroup.com. There's a free download, and there are two other books that she recommends that you get. One is Who Not How, and the other is The Science of Getting Rich. And those can be really powerful to allow you to build your own net worth and also have a legacy that will keep on making an impact in the world after you're gone, which I think is what a lot of us want to do anyway, but so many folks just don't know how. So your comments today will help enlighten those who are listening to us on this playback. Catherine, unless there's anything else, thank you again for your time and sharing
your wisdom.
And we appreciate it. And we'll let you know when this is available if you'd like to listen to it. And I think it'll be a nice addition possibly to your website or what have you. But thank you again. Appreciate it. And I hope our listeners enjoy the information that you've shared in your wisdom. Thanks again.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Your Life, Your Legacy podcast with Stan Miller and Katie Beth Hand. If you enjoyed the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. To find out more about Stan and Katie Beth, go to PinnacleLegacyLaw.com. You can also find links in the show notes.